everybody. It's the first of the Steph's Voice for You broadcast Christmas specials, a variety series of holiday poems and stories. Today's Crimbo Prezi to you, my dear listeners, is The Legend of the Christmas Stocking. So get that mulled wine or your nice cuppa and settle in for a good listen. Before you slap that Christmas stocking up on your mantelpiece, do you know how it all began? Here's a story about the legend of the Christmas stocking. A Christmas stocking refers to an empty sock or sock-shaped bag that children hang on Christmas Eve in the belief that it is to be filled with presents by Santa Claus. The gifts are generally small toys, goodies like candies and fruits, coins, or other such items that are often referred to as stocking stuffers or stocking fillers. The tradition of the Christmas stocking is said to have originated from the actions of a kind nobleman named Nicholas, who was born in 280 AD in Patara, a city of Lycia in Asia Minor. While still young, his wealthy parents died in an epidemic. A true follower of Jesus Christ's principles, Nicholas became a Christian priest and used all his riches to help the poor, the needy, the sick, and the suffering. He dedicated his life in the service of God and was made Bishop of Myra at an early age. Bishop Nicholas became known throughout the land for his kindness and generosity. A true celibate, Nicholas never married and had no children of his own. But he loved children greatly and often gave gifts to the kids of his hometown. That is why he became known as the Gift Giver of Myra. A rich man, he traveled across the country helping people, giving gifts of money and other presents. But Nicholas always gave his gifts late at night so that his identity would remain a secret. He did not like to be seen when he gave away presents, so the children of the day were told to go to sleep quickly, or he would not come. Nicholas was eventually named the patron saint of children and sailors because of his concern for sailors and ships, and came to be known as, guess what? Saint Nicholas. Throughout the centuries, many stories and legends have been told of Saint Nicholas's life and deeds. One popular account tells us of a poor peasant who lived happily in the small cottage in Patara, St. Nicholas's hometown, with his wife and three daughters. But their happiness was short-lived when the wife suddenly died of an illness one day, leaving the poor man and his three daughters in despair. All the burden of household chores now fell upon the daughters, while their father trudged on with his life with a heavy heart. Now, when the daughters reached a marriageable age, the poor father became even more depressed, for he knew he could in no way marry them off to good men. In those days, a young woman's father had to offer prospective husbands something of value, a dowry. Without a dowry, this poor man's daughters were unlikely to marry. The helpless father looked around desperately for some solution while her daughters did their own cooking, sewing, and cleaning. Here's the good part. Meanwhile, St. Nicholas had come to know of the poor peasant and his daughters. Knowing the financial condition of the father, the kindly saint decided to help him. But he wanted to do this secretly. So he went to the peasant's house one night with a bag of gold and waited for the family to go to bed before he would throw the bag through the open cottage window. That night, after finishing their washing for the day, the daughters had hung their stockings by the fireplace to dry. Little did they know that their benefactor was hiding nearby, waiting for them to go to sleep. A little later, as they turned off the lamps and fell asleep, St. Nicholas tiptoed to the cottage window and peeked inside. In the light of the moon, he saw the daughters' stockings hanging close to his reach. He carefully put his bag of gold in one of the stockings and went away as stealthily as he came. When the father found the bag the next morning and opened it, he was ecstatic. There was enough gold in the stocking to pay for the dowry of one daughter. It seemed like a godsend to him. Who could have sent it, he wondered. With this timely gift, the father was able to provide for his eldest daughter and saw that she got married to a nice groom. On another night, St. Nicholas set off with one more bag of gold and threw it carefully into another stocking, so that the second daughter was provided for. When his daughters excitedly brought the bag to their father the following morning and opened it, he could not believe his eyes. With this gift, the father was able to marry off his second daughter, too. But by this time, the father had grown eager to discover his mysterious benefactor, and next night he kept on the lookout. Then, for the third time, St. Nicholas came with a bag of gold upon his back and walked on to the window. The old lord at once recognized his fellow townsman. He fell on his knees before the kindly bishop, cried out in joy and gratitude, and thanked him with all his heart. With his blessings of St. Nicholas, the father was able to see his three daughters get married. He lived a long and happy life thereafter. And this, my friends, is how the tradition of Christmas stockings is said to have started in the European countries. It is also believed that Santa Claus is actually an alteration of this same Saint Nicholas, Santa standing for Saint and Claus for Nicholas. Since then, children have been hanging Christmas stockings or putting out shoes, eagerly awaiting for gifts from Santa Claus. Originally, children simply used one of their everyday socks, but with time, special Christmas stockings were created for this purpose. In modern culture, Christmas stockings are also a popular homemade craft. Some families design unique stockings for each family member. Many families create their own Christmas stockings, stitching the name of each family member to the stocking so that Santa knows which stocking belongs to which family member. In some countries, the contents of the Christmas stocking are the only gifts that a child receives at Christmas from Santa Claus. Western Christmas tradition dictates that a child who behaves badly during the year will not get a gift in their Christmas stocking and will receive a piece of coal instead. Today, children all over the world continue the tradition of hanging Christmas stockings. Kids of all nations look forward to Christmas, and when the stockings are hung, they know that the most anticipated time of year is not far behind. So, my friends, now you know where the idea of the Christmas stocking came from. But you'd better be good, or there could be a nasty surprise in your Christmas stocking, like the one this little fellow got. There once was a boy of old who was mean, dirty, and often stole. But one day, he was caught, and for Christmas, he got naught but an empty stocking full of coal.
Ho, ho, ho!
Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a couple of days with the next Crembo Prezi presentation, number 2. See you then! You've been listening to the Steph's Voice for You broadcast. You can review us and subscribe on iTunes. Our website is http://, or if you're in America, /www.stephsvoiceforyou, .co.uk. stephsvoiceforyou.co.uk. Music and sound effects courtesy of SoundSnap. See you next time!